elsewhere, a new X-ray machine at Blackpool Victoria Hospital now means that patients, well, just won't have to wait as long for test results to come back. Now, the hospital already has one, but the second machine means it's going to cut down the delays, of course, and waiting times. Now, it costs just over £60,000, and here's the good bit. The money was raised by over 2 years by two former breast cancer patients themselves. BBC Radio Lancashire's Nishma Indosha has been to see both of them.
My name is Rena Shanahan and I'm a fundraiser and an ambassador for Blue Skies Victoria Hospital.
Hello, my name's Ruth Boardman and I fundraise for Hint of Pink and Blue Skies.
You two ladies are ultimately responsible for bringing this machine to the Blackpool Victoria, which is essentially going to save lives and change lives as well. Just tell me a little bit about it.
But apart from the fact it's going to cut down a lot of time that's used up in theatre, hopefully it will all be over on the same day.
Well, both of you are former nurses and breast cancer survivors as well, so this is very close to your heart, isn't it?
We both went through treatment and our lives ultimately were saved by the breast care centre here. And because of that, we wanted to start up Hint of Pink as a way of paying back and saying thank you and ultimately helping other people and making their journey slightly easier through cancer itself. It's not an easy journey, and if we can make things a little bit softer for them, that's what we started doing. And the last machine we've fundraised and encouraged other people to fundraise for is the Faxitron machine, which is the one that we've just received and hopefully will be in service very, very soon.
We'll talk about the machine in just a moment, but it's key for breast cancer patients to have a more comfortable journey. How important would you say that is, you know, from someone who's had breast cancer?
Extremely important, and anything that you can do, you know, to help and make that journey softer, less worrying, the better. I just think it's a good idea, but to give something back for what you've had, to see patients come in and you can sit down and you can talk to them, a meet and greet and a cup of tea and things like that. We've actually got china cups and not plastic ones, which is great. It makes a difference to me anyway.
The machines cost nearly £62,000. Presuming it will give instant results, will it?
From what we understand, the machine will be in theatre. The surgeon will take a piece of tissue out that they think is cancerous. They will put it into this machine and it can be x-rayed there and then. And they can see whether they've got all the margins clear. And if not, while the patient's in theatre and on the table, they can take a bit more out and check that. So hopefully everything is taken and the margins are clear in one go.
So this is really going to cut down on waiting times, theatre times. You know, it's going to make a massive difference, isn't it?
Hopefully it's going to make a massive difference, and it's only time will tell.
The machine's currently in the theatre room, so we can't see it at the moment. It's going to come into use very, very soon. Rena, you described it as the Rolls Royce of the machines, haven't you?
As far as Ruth and I are concerned, that we got the best for the money that we had. Very proud of it. Very proud of it.
Do you wish that you had this machine when you were diagnosed?
Oh, yes. It would have saved a lot of time, a lot of worry, because people don't understand the different areas that breast tissue and everything else have got to go through before you get it back to the patient. And that could be, you know, days. It could be a couple of weeks before they know. You know, now they're going to know an awful lot sooner.
That's Rena Shanahan and Ruth Boardman. What a cracking pair of ladies. Speaking there to Nishmi and Dosha. And they're the